is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, September 26, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's tonight's top stories.
Tonight, the CIA admits to destroying the career of a prominent journalist. Then, a domestic beheading prompts concerns of terrorism. And the DHS are now the Green Police. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
4 or 5 years ago, they had it as the ad. The Green Police, we're coming after you.
The FBI is looking into a beheading that took place in Oklahoma yesterday. They're trying to investigate and see if there are any ties to the Islamic State. A man there was fired from an Oklahoma food processing plant. He beheaded a woman with a knife and was attacking another worker when he was shot and wounded by a company official. Police are waiting until the 30-year-old man is conscious to arrest him in Thursday's attack, and they have asked the FBI to help investigate after co-workers at Vaughn Foods told authorities that he had recently started trying to convert several employees to Islam. Now, you'll recall that it was just this Sunday when ISIS put out the call for jihadis in America to take action to behead Americans here, make us feel unsafe in our homes. And of course, now the FBI is being called in to investigate if this person has any ties to the Islamic State. He's probably, you know, just someone who's crazy and trying to tie himself into this extremist group. But of course, they have been putting out the call to commit these acts of atrocity here in the United States. One such place is New York City. Now, they have warned on multiple occasions that they will carry out an attack. Officials there are now scrambling to reassure the city that it is safe to ride the subway and travel the streets. This is following a warning by Iraq's prime minister that Islamist militants have planned to attack the city. Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio each had the same idea. They wanted to take a subway ride to a busy transit hub to announce that everything was under control. De Blasio said at a hastily arranged news conference at Manhattan's Union Square, "There is no immediate credible threat to our subway system." And just down the road, Governor Cuomo said, "You are going to see a greater police presence than you have seen before. Don't be alarmed. If anything, that should be comforting." And uniformed officers, several with explosive sniffing dogs, were stationed every few hundred yards, and there were tables set up to conduct random bag searches. So here they're both saying there is no credible threat. It's an unsubstantiated threat, but they are going to be ramping up the police presence nevertheless for your safety. Now, once again, no one is talking about the very credible threat of having a wide open border where anyone can come through. But of course, they want to use the threat of ISIS to continue to further take away your rights. This is what they're going to be using ISIS for. Now, after launching these strikes inside the sovereign nation of Syria earlier this week, the Pentagon said that it was legal because it was striking against an imminent al-Qaeda threat. And of course, that's legal under a 2001 authorization of military force that they can use against those nations, organizations, or persons that were involved in the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. Well, now the FBI and the Pentagon, they said today, they don't really know how exactly close that threat was from the Khorasan group. So the Pentagon spokesman, Rear Admiral John Kirby, said, "I don't know that we can pin that down to a day or a month or a week or 6 months. It doesn't matter. I mean, so we can have this debate about whether it was valid to hit them or not, or whether it was too soon or too late. We hit them. And I don't think, that we need to throw up a dossier here to prove that these are bad dudes." Now, no one is really arguing about that, if these are bad dudes and if it was, bad that we strike them. I mean, it probably would have made a lot more sense for us to hit them when they were in a convenient convoy. But of course, we waited until there was an imminent threat, or in this case, maybe there really wasn't an imminent threat. The issue here is that they used this to justify unauthorized airstrikes in a sovereign nation. That is the issue. But they want to push that aside and say, hey, you know, whatever, they were bad. We hit them. Once again, nobody really plays by any rules. What do we have a constitution for? Now, Reuters is reporting that U.S.-led strikes are now pressuring al-Qaeda's affiliate in Syria, the Nusra Front, to reconcile with its Islamic State rivals and confront a common enemy. They say that the two share ideology and rigid Islamic beliefs, but they fell out during a power struggle between the two groups' leaders. Now, these U.S.-led air and missile strikes, which have hit Nusra as well as Islamic State bases in Syria, have angered many Nusra members who say the West and its allies have joined forces in a crusader campaign against Islam. Sources close to the Islamic State said some Nusra fighters were joining them after the strikes, and there was a growing sense among many that it was time to put their differences aside. But wait a minute, because we already reported on this merger back in June, and we've been talking about how a lot of these forces have been joining the Islamic State, giving them weapons. They are the power there in that region. This was our article. It said ISIS and al-Nusra merge on Syria-Iraq border. Saudi-funded and U.S.-trained caliphate army gains 15,000 jihadist fighters. So, of course, why is this relevant? Because the U.S. and its allies are arming the Syrian rebel groups. They're so-called friendly rebels, the moderate rebels. They've given them millions in cash. We just authorized 500 million more in weapons and training. And, of course, these are rebel groups who have admitted that they are working with ISIS. So, basically, here again, now Reuters is confirming this once again. And like we mentioned, these attacks are just going to further push this anti-American sentiment in the region. Now Nusra is coming out and saying that, yeah, we're probably going to go ahead and link up with ISIS as well. They had, prior to this, been focusing all of their attention on taking down Assad. Now, the U.S. military today has unveiled a new policy. They are going to be allowing undocumented immigrants to join the U.S. military. Now, these new rules will expand an existing program. It allows recruiters to target foreign nationals with high demand skills, mostly rare foreign language expertise, or specialized healthcare training. Now, this is the program. It's known as Military Accessions in the National Interest, or MAVNI. It'll be open to immigrants without a proper visa if they came to the U.S. with their parents before age 16. They say they're going to cap the recruits at 1,500 per year. Now, flashback to just earlier this year when it was announced that nearly 30,000 U.S. soldiers were going to be removed from active duty in accordance with the military drawdown. So no jobs for U.S. soldiers, but bringing in these undocumented immigrants. Now, budget projections indicate the Army will end fiscal year 2014 with 510,000 soldiers. The active component is slated to hit 490,000 by the end of 2015. And if lawmakers don't ease the threat of further cuts, the active component could reach 420,000 by the end of the decade. So almost 100,000 less soldiers on active duty, according to Pentagon sources. So it's kind of an affront that they are now actively recruiting undocumented immigrants and allowing 1,500 to come in, saying that they are looking for foreign nationals with high demand skills, when we've already proven that there is not a lack of highly skilled people here in the U.S. that are ready and willing to work and to serve. Now, what can all these soldiers do that are going to be relieved from active duty? Well, there's always a job for them over at the Green Police. That's right. What started as sort of a joke commercial to get people to recycle, the Green Police, it could soon become a reality because the Department of Homeland Security has announced that they're going to be shifting their focus off of fighting terrorists to protecting America's cities from climate change. That's right. They say increasingly, we've moved not only from a security focus to a resiliency focus. And it's not about securing the nation from terrorists, of course, coming through these wide open borders. No, now they're going to be using drones to make sure that you're not watering your lawn on an off day or, you know, charging you a fine for throwing away too much food waste like they've already started to do in Seattle. They're fining people who throw away too much food and don't compost. Now, initially, they're going to have a team of specialists, including city planners, who are going to develop better tools for planning. For instance, Portland, Maine, they're going to look at terms of risks from rising sea level. And of course, once salt water merges with fresh water, how they're going to mitigate floods. But here's the thing. They point out how California derives about $1 billion annually from their cap and trade program. Now, this is a program that sells greenhouse gas emissions permits. They make about $1 billion from this. Well, the state has decided that all that revenue must be spent in ways linked to resilience. And as you recall from any of our Agenda 21 reports, resilience is another name for Agenda 21. It's something that they're selling as this positive, but of course, now they're going to make all states put their cap and trade emissions programs funds into their Agenda 21 program. Now, as the World Health Organization has been reporting that there could be 1.4 million new cases of Ebola by January if the condition isn't controlled, the U.S., of course, has sent troops to the region to try and contain this disease. Some outlets are reporting that up to 2 million people are being quarantined. And of course, we've said that they're there to not only help mitigate this and quarantine and set up these medical facilities, but also military bases. Well, things just got a whole lot more difficult. Liberia's largest newspaper has come out accusing the U.S. of manufacturing Ebola and the AIDS virus. This article was written by Dr. Cyril Broderick, and Broderick addresses this letter to Dear World Citizens. Broderick mentions that because of the widespread loss of life, fear, physiological trauma, and despair among Liberians and other West African citizens, it is incumbent that I make a contribution to the resolution of this devastating situation, which may continue to recur if it is not properly and adequately confronted. Broderick goes on to address the situation in 5 points, pointing out first, Ebola is a genetically modified organism, a GMO. And Broderick quotes a text from an article called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, and points out in how in the early 1970s, the war was between countries that hosted the KGB and the CIA, and that the manufacture of AIDS-like viruses was clearly directed at the other. And goes on to say how an American military medical industry that conducts these biological weapons tests under the guise of administering vaccinations to control diseases and improve the health of Black Africans overseas. Now, we've mentioned this many times before. It goes on to mention and point out all of the secret testing that's taking place in Africa, quoting John Rappaport's August 2nd article titled West Africa, What Are U.S. Biological Warfare Researchers Doing in the Ebola Zone? They point out all the sites around Africa and in West Africa that have been set up for testing these emergency diseases, especially Ebola. And then Broderick calls for the need for legal action for damages that have been incurred from all of this testing, calling on African leaders to take a stand and stop allowing the citizens of Africa to be used as guinea pigs. So is this far-fetched? Here we have the largest newspaper in Liberia coming out and saying this, quoting these articles, giving you examples of bases that have been set up where they're conducting these tests. We know that the government under the control of the globalists has time and again conducted these experiments on minorities. There's the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. We know that they have run mass-scale sterilization campaigns via vaccination on women and children in South and Central America and Mexico. And of course, we get into it extensively in Endgame about race-specific bioweapons. Here's a clip.
the elite have left a massive wave of destruction behind them as they cold-bloodedly experiment on civilian populations as if we are lab rats. A string of congressional investigations has uncovered more than 20,000 secret tests that were carried out against the American people between 1910 and 2000. One well-known eugenic study, the Tuskegee Syphilis Project, killed hundreds of blacks and spanned 40 years until whistleblowers exposed it in 1972. In December of 1974, the U.S. government made third world population reduction a central national security issue. The operation plan titled National Security Study Memorandum 200 was simply a regurgitation of the British Commission on Population created by King George VI of England in 1944, which openly stated that populous third world nations posed a threat to the international elite's monopoly of global power. The Kissinger-authored U.S. plan targeted 13 key countries where massive population reduction was called for. Kissinger recommended that IMF and World Bank loans be given on condition that nations initiate aggressive population control programs, such as sterilization.
A draft copy of the United Nations Global Biodiversity Assessment, it states very clearly that we must reduce the human population from its current level of about 6 billion people down to about 1 billion people.
In the 1970s, South Africa developed race-specific bioweapons to target blacks and Asians, and then subsequently sold the technology to Israel in the mid-1980s. In September of 2000, the Project for a New American Century published a document in which Dick Cheney described race-specific bioweapons as politically useful tools.
Coming up, the FBI is really upset about the fact that tech giants have tried to secure your phones from their prying eyes.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp-looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Darren McBreen, and here are some of today's top headlines breaking right now at InfoWars.com.
A CBS News review of available public data from more than 30 states found that law enforcement agencies affiliated with educational institutions have obtained more than $13 million worth of military gear from the DOD program to militarize schools. Illegal immigrants can now serve in the U.S. military. For the first time, the program known as the Military Accessions in the National Interest will be open to undocumented immigrants without a proper visa if they came to the U.S. under Obama's Deferred Action Plan. The CIA admits to destroying Gary Webb's career. New documents released by the agency reveal that they worked with some of the country's largest newspapers to destroy the journalist, who famously exposed the CIA's connection to the cocaine trade and the Dark Alliance investigation. Gary Webb was found dead in his apartment in 2004 with two 38 caliber bullets in his head. It was ruled a suicide. For more updates and breaking news, go to InfoWars.com.
And in other tech news, the FBI is upset with Google and Apple over privacy issues related to their smartphones.
FBI Director James Comey has sharply criticized Apple and Google for developing forms of smartphone encryption so secure that law enforcement officials cannot easily gain access to information stored on the devices, even when they have valid search warrants.
These new safeguards may help thwart the hacker at your neighborhood coffee shop, but I'm very skeptical of how much of a hurdle they'll be to your big alphabet agencies, especially when you consider how Apple, Google, and especially the FBI are alleged participants in the PRISM spying scandal. Google has even said that Gmail users have no reasonable expectation of privacy. And for law enforcement agencies with lesser budgets, your local PDs and sheriffs, they still have ways of acquiring your information without warrants, of course. In Seattle, police have used Wi-Fi mesh networks to track people via cell phones and also without their permission. I chatted with an industry insider who told me that law enforcement, as well as ordinary hackers, can hack into your cell phone and listen to your real-time conversations if they have the proper equipment.
You know, they can do a lot of different things by controlling the little computer that you have in your hand that you use to talk on.
And you made a very interesting statement, because a lot of people think it's a conspiracy theory, so to speak, think if somebody can hack into your phone and, just as you said, turn on your microphone and listen to what you're saying. But you're saying that that is, in fact, factual and happening?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
In closing, if in fact Apple and Google have turned over a new leaf, they've done it after years of farming your information. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. Now today we're going to analyze some footage of a brand new cartoon that's been released on Adult Swim called Mr. Pickles. This is a tool they're going to use to promote Satanism, so people watching it are going to think it's cool. It's an easy way to drop some subliminal messages while promoting this murderous abortion type agenda that they have. Some parts of the cartoon are meant to be blatantly obvious out there with the pentagrams and the running around and acting crazy. But there's one interesting part we'll show you that is very creepy. It happens in a blink of an eye, and we had to take the footage, slow it down, and you can actually read what it says. It talks about the Illuminati, and it talks about the devil and how we should worship him. That is the crazy part. That's in the bumper before the actual cartoon starts. Those subliminal messages resonate and sink down in your brain, and that's the kind of stuff that they're trying to do. It's actually against the law to even use things like that, those little flicker messages in TV and in movies. Now we're going to go to my office and analyze the footage, and we'll show you what we're talking about. Let's go check it out. All right, as you can see, this is off the Adult Swim website. This is the front page for their Mr. Pickles. You can click on. So far, they have the pilot out and the first episode so far. And what we're going to do is we're going to analyze some of the footage from both the pilot and the first episode as well. It's interesting. The first scene.
Jane, do you love me?
Of course I love you, Johnny.
Then make love to me. I'm tired of waiting.
Well, I'm not ready yet, Johnny. It's only been an hour since the abortion.
So you can see right here, it's only been an hour since the abortion, and she has this teardrop tattoo to promote the fact that she's had, you know, this abortion, killed this baby. So that's how they open up the season of Mr. Pickles. Now, it's kind of hard to see, but they do these little quick flashes, and this image pops up. Right here, you have the pentagram 666 and saying good boy. Then it zooms into the dog and you can see this happen. We had to slow this down a lot so you can actually see it. Here, I'll do it again. It goes in, the pentagram. Shows you the 666, the skull. Upside down cross with the pentagram in the middle saying good boy again. Pyramid, all-seeing eye. So, clearly, this is just another tool to promote Satanism. Now, what's interesting is this. Throughout the cartoons, you'll see a lot of parts where you're listening and then you hear him speaking like the satanic voice. So what I did is I will play the clip of him scrambled, and then what I did is I flipped the audio so you can actually hear what it is he's saying. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty creepy. So, obviously, you can't make out what that is. But then when I flip it around,
I love you very much. I hope you have a nice day.
He says, I love you very much. I hope you have a nice day. So, Satan is telling the people that he loves them and he wants them to have a nice day. It's hard to make out, but he says, beauty is not important. I must have you. So as you can see clearly right here, Mr. Pickles sitting on top of a throne. You've got a pentagram here. You've got one here. It looks like it's written in blood. You've got this sexual slave type thing, torture devices, a severed goat head with horns on top of this lady waving the leaf trying to treat him like he's a king. All right, so in this scene, Mr. Pickles walks up to a herd of goat, and then his eyes get big. It's almost like he possesses them, and then he tells them that he is now their master. Little subliminal things like that. I really don't want to repeat what he just said, but you can listen to it again.
Holy smoke!
So throughout the show, there's these little flashes of things. Like this is really quick, happens. 666, pentagram, just craziness. They always throw these little things in real fast. So in a minute, we're going to show you the bumper where it's literally like a blink of an eye. And you see Illuminati. You see all this different stuff. Very, very creepy. All right, so here's the beginning. It says, since 1425, one secret organization. Then it flashes over to the next set of text. has sought dominion over the world of man. And then really quick, you get this flash. It says Illuminati. You've got to slow down the footage to see that. Then it goes, tonight it reaches a new level of indoctrination. And then you get a flash that says, hell, Baphomet. Really quick, once again, naked eye can't see it. We've got to slow it down for you to be able to see it. Then it says, with an animated show about a dog, give your soul to Mr. Pickles. And then it flashes a picture, an old school symbol of Baphomet. Then you get a flash of a pentagram. And that happens a couple times back and forth over the give your soul to Mr. Pickles image. Well, there you have it. The cartoon is blatantly showing you Satanism and how this is something that is neat and trendy to watch on TV. You know, they hold you there for about 40 minutes and just keep giving you all these different images. You know, the cartoon part is blatant. They're out there. It's kind of like a joke in a sense. The creepiest part though is what we just watched, that bumper, that intro right before the show that just goes like that. And all you see is Adult Swim and then it cuts into the show. You know, when they slow it down and you're actually able to see the message that they are putting into your head, it is creepy. It is mind-blowing. I personally don't believe in a lot of this Illuminati stuff. That's just me. You know, I don't think that everyone who makes millions of dollars automatically is ushered into this group of elite Illuminati people that walk around with pyramids on them and stuff like that. But there's a lot of people out there who do. So here's the information. We've shown you what's in this. You know, the one part that I do find creepy, though, is that really quick subliminal message that pops in the bumper. So take it as you will. Once again, I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. We will see you here again Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.